Welcome to episode 134 of Just Another Knicks Fan, hosted by your host Jack.fboy 134. A lot has transpired since my previous episode. There's a reason why I ain't, get the recording on every single day. I knew a lot of shit was gonna unfold. That's exactly what happened. So, first of all, to all the trolling Netflix, I'm sorry, man. I had to troll a little bit, bro. We was getting a lot of lip. We was getting a lot of, a lot of jokes. A lot of that shit. A lot of, confidence, a smack talk. I mean, I probably would have too. You got Kyrie, KD, James. A lot of all that for one playoff series victory. I can't even reenact how hard I was laughing when I first heard about the KD demanding a trade shit. Shit was funny. But one thing I am happy about, but I can't be too happy about, is we were like, DeJounte Murray and Jalen Brunson might be in the same backcourt in the Garden, New York Knicks. Turned out that wasn't the case. But I am happy that the Hawks made a deal for DeJounte Murray because they gave up, like, I think 3 or 4 future first round draft picks for DeJounte Murray. So I know KD would have, the Hawks trying to get KD, that definitely would have been at least the starting point for Kevin Durant, would have been at least 4 first round draft picks. So I'm glad they gave those away. And Kyrie opted in, everybody thought shit was all good in the hood. But to be honest, Kyrie, I feel like he opted in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need my 36, 37, 38 milli. I'm going to need that bag real quick. Whatever. Respect it. Got to get your 38 million. And he's like, all right, we'll see what's up now. So the moment he opted in, I think KD's like, all right, cool, man. He's going to do what's best for him. Now I got to do what's best for me. I don't know if it was orchestrated, but it makes sense. Why not just grab your money? And then KD's like, yo, you grab your bread. I got my bread already, guaranteed, whatever, 200 mil, 198, 196, whatever it is. It's a nice amount of money. And we figured this shit out from here. So that's what's going down. And then even more shit happens. Gobert end up on a Minnesota Timberwolves for like 5 future first-round picks. Now motherfuckers like, what the fuck? So if DeJounte Murray is commanding 3 first-round picks, Gobert is commanding 5 first-round picks, how many is fucking KD getting, right? I mean, for KD, I'm not saying KD getting the first-round draft picks, but yeah, I get the premise of what I'm getting at. But the interesting thing is, I mean, DeJounte is like 25, 26, 24, whatever, right? Young. Gobert is around that age. Like, I don't think Gobert's 34, right? Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert 30, son? But yeah, he's still 30, bro. Like, he's not 34, bro. Durant is 34. About to be 34, 33, 34. He'll be 34 when the season starts, right? So, everybody like, yo, he's not, like, at least DeJounte's younger. But KD is still KD, bro. So, that's probably like, all right, yo, if Gobert getting 5 first-round picks and he's 30 years old, DeJounte getting 3, and he's like 25, we're going to need something within that ballpark. So that's probably going to be the action price, just watching Danny Ainge do what he did. Like, that's why I don't do business with Danny Ainge, bro. How the fuck you get 5 first-round, 6 first-round draft picks for Royce O'Neal and Rudy Gobert? And I'm not trying to play Rudy Gobert at all. Like, I'm motherfucking nice, bro. He holds the paint down like he a beast at what he does, bro. The reason why he DPOY. You know what I mean? But what the fuck? 5, bro? I got 5 on it. Oh, shit. I ain't gonna lie. This Kyrie to LA rumors, I don't know how real it is. I don't know how fake it is. But that shit really, really type heating up. That shit bugged out. What I mean bugged out is, I think I said it before, man. The Lakers did a finesse guard, you know what I'm saying? And you merge that with LeBron James, and that's another finesse guard in itself, bro. Like, you got the finesse guards fucking merged up in one world. So it is what it is. I ain't shocking to see, bro. But like I said, man, Danny Ainge, Mujayu, Siri. As a Knicks fan, I ain't trying to do business with me, motherfuckers. You seen what the Danny Ainge did with the Brooklyn Nets a few times. And now we're seeing what Jerry, he fleeced us a few times, man. I said fleece us, but that Bogdanovic shit was robbery. The Melo shit I don't really give a fuck about because Melo did his thing. You know, everybody, oh, you shouldn't give it to Future. Whatever, man. Whatever. I wasn't too mad at them mortgaging the shit from Melo. And the Hawks. I'm so glad the Hawks fucking, like I said, man, they gave up their picks. The day before KD got there, man, you know what I'm saying? The day before KD requested trade respect, KD got Hawks like, yo, let's just give away our future a little bit, you know what I'm saying? That's what you call mortgaging the fucking future, bro. Hold on. That's what you call mortgaging the future. When you give out 3-4 first-round draft picks, 3 of them unprotected, the fucking Minnesota Timberwolves, 5 first-round draft picks, that's what you call mortgaging the future, bro. That's what the fuck that is. You know what I mean? Not fucking the New York Knicks, who got 11 first-round draft picks, 11 second-round draft picks for the next few years. And still got, you got Derrick Rose coming off the books next year. Cam Reddish coming off the book. Like, yeah, there's people coming off the books next year, bro. So we keep ourselves at arm's length for one of these players. But I'm going to be honest, man. I ain't trying, you know what I'm saying? We just signed Jalen Brunson and Dean Mitchell probably better than Jalen Brunson. But I don't really care. I ain't about to give up 4 draft picks for D. Mitch, bro. This motherfucker trying to build another draft pick empire. I don't even know what Danny Ainge is doing, but he got some sort of plan because he already got 6 first-round draft picks. He traded Donovan Mitchell. That's like another 4 first-round. He got 10 picks. So him and fucking the Jazz and OKC going at it for the battle of first-round draft picks and all that shit. But they did say that the Jazz are trying to build around Mitchell. Whatever. That's cool. I don't want Mitchell at the price you're trying to get cough him up for. So I ain't with all that. I'm going to just be honest. For real. Back to KD, though. That shit was crazy when he's like, yo, I'm going to head out. Kyrie opted in. He said, all right, I'm going to head out. He did the SpongeBob meme. You feel me? But him leaving BK, like, yo, KD going to get a lot of rap for all the shit that just went down. But so is Kyrie. Dog, that shit just blew up. Damn, someone's breaking mad hard, yo. Like, yo, where I live at, man, shit just be going down, bro. You gonna hear everything, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's just construction, my bad. But, yo, so, yeah, man, first of all, KD left, bro. I mean, yo, that shit was a shit house, man. That's why Harden dipped. He's like, yo, this shit, I don't know what the fuck going on over here. Can't really read the vibes. So, I'm gonna holler at my boy D. Morey, you know what I'm saying? Because he was demoralized in Brooklyn, bro. Like, this shit ain't it, bro. This shit is not it, bro. I feel like if Kevin Durant didn't get hurt, you probably wouldn't have dipped. Like, I don't like, this is not what I got here for, bro. It's like Houston 2.0. KD hurt, Kyrie not being able to play. There's no chemistry there. It's like, I'm going to head out. That's just what it was. And honestly, they're 13-3 when they play together. So, like, obviously, they motherfucking nice. And I understand the Nets have the 2 biggest super failed teams in NBA history. First one was obviously with KG and Paul Pierce and Jason Terry. So, like, obviously, that was a Danny Ainge finesse situation. And they finally bounced back from that. They had the D-Lo, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, Dinwiddie, Gang Squad, Jared Dudley, in the flesh, you know what I mean? And they was going toe-to-toe against Philly in the playoffs against Ben Simmons, and now they got Ben Simmons on their side. Tables have turned. And now, as a Knicks fan, all we're hearing is we got Jalen Brunson, and that we overpaid for Jalen Brunson. But he's like the 15th highest paid point guard. You got Darius Garland just got paid $193 million. Zion got $193. I'm not comparing Jalen Brunson to Zion, but Zion played like 60 games. I thought John Wall was a finesse guard, but Zion won up John Wall because at the end of the day, John Wall showed and proved that he is that guy. You know what I'm saying? Whether he played or not is one thing, but he did show and prove that he's a hooper and he belongs in this league. And he had to, you could look at his resume like, all right, yo, he's going to give us 20-9 when healthy or 21-8 when he's healthy. Zion showed us that he could give us 27-8 on 60% shooting for 65 games, you know? John Wall did it over an 8-year, 9-year period. So, but Zion, bro, you looking at him off, he a freaking, yo, he, if he's healthy, bro, that money's worth it, bro. You got to roll the dice on that. So I ain't mad, but I was impressed is what I'm trying to say. I was like, all right, Zion, you got it, bro. I see you. You feel me? But now back to KD. I keep going back to KD. So when he left OKC, I felt like, yo, that whole OKC era ran its course. Like, all right, man, ain't shit to do here. I mean, Kevin Durant didn't play so well in those last few games, but I mean, I'm not, like, Westbrook didn't play so bad. I mean, he did. Fuck it. Like he just did some shit, man. Like, it'll be the way he missed and the way he'll, like, make some turnovers. It'll just demoralize you as an OKC team. Like, I had some Westbrook tendencies in sixth grade, man. Like, I'll go 6 for 12. I'll go 8 for 14, but like, some of my misses just be so bad. Like, damn, bro, you. I'm like, bro, I made 8 out of 14. But like, nah, bro, you had 3 bricks, though. Like, some, ugh. And Westbrook just had some of those untimely turnovers, untimely missed shots. I guess, demoralized OKC. But Kevin Durant wasn't killing it either. He was like 10 for 31, 10 for 29. But, I mean, those shots Kevin Durant taking, you want him to take. Those shots he took, oh, you want him to take. No, you can't say that for every Westbrook shot. But at the same time, that whole, I felt like, maybe even KD felt like that whole OKC era just, it ran its course. Could he handle it better? Could he have communicated with Westbrook? Like, yo, this is what it is. Woo, of course. But in general, that shit ran its course, man. It did. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy now, Westbrook has been traded like 3 times in 3 years or 4 times in 4 years. OKC to Houston, Houston to Wizards, Wizards to LA. Damn, so that is 4 times in 4 years. All right. Or 5 years, my bad. That's crazy. I never really had, if you told me that 6 years ago, I never would have thought that shit. You know what I'm saying? But shit happens. Bradley Beal's like, I need the bag. Thank you. I ain't mad. Same thing with Dame Lily. You know what I'm saying? I need that bag. Thank you. I respect that shit, bro. I do. And then back to Kevin Durant. He left the Warriors. I mean, he left the Warriors. That was the second thing he did, was leave the Warriors. I mean, yo, he did what he did, man. He got them to the 3 finals, NBA finals, 2 finals, MVPs, 2 championships, all that good shit. But the whole time, you know, the fan, like, he was never really fully embraced. It's like Drake on Laugh Now, Cry Later. When he says, and I've never been embraced. Well, no, Lil Durk said, bring Drake to the hood. And I bring Drake around Drake's. And then Drake goes, and I've never been embraced. And then I forgot the line after that. But that's Kevin Durant, man. He even pulled up to Golden State. You know, he won a couple championships for them. Made it a cakewalk for the most part. And he, you know, hit the parade, they're making fun of him. I get it, it's all jokes and shits and give. At some point, I could give a motherfucker a real hug, you know what I mean? And Draymond Green getting all horny, like, yo, we don't need you, bro. But yeah, I wouldn't have. Oh, yeah, I'll get to that Draymond shit, bro. I'm gonna get to that, bro. So, like, yo, they never really embraced him in Golden State, bro. So, like, all right, man, I'm gonna just head out. I was cool with that. I wasn't really cool with him joining Brooklyn. I didn't really have a choice, bro. Like, all right, bro, that's what you want to do. Thought you was coming to New York, motherfucker. But all right, it's cool, man. You went to Brooklyn, bro. Hey. And the thing is, bro, it was weird, man. Like, when he left, when he joined the Warriors. Like, yo, why the fuck, yo? Why he, yo, that's fuck, yo. And then he joins Brooklyn. Like, all right, that's the right thing. Like, people were cool with the Brooklyn move, bro. You know what I mean? And that's cool. Like, everybody's like, yo, man, it's cool. He's doing the right thing. And then, you know, he wants out again. And it's like, yo, what the fuck? But it is KD's fault partially, but I don't know, man. There's a lot of unforeseen circumstances, bro. You got the pandemic happening and Kyrie situation and more Kyrie situations, and then led to more Kyrie situations. So I don't know if it was the Nets, man. Hopefully it was Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? Like it destructed, man. It self-destructed. And people are mad at KD. I'm like, yeah, KD, I felt like throughout the process, he was hung in there for the most part. Like, he was committed to the team, man. He was, at least for the last couple of years. The first year he was hurt, but you know, he seemed all in. You know, something definitely happened that we don't know about. This shit we're not privy to. But I just remember listening to his podcast, too. Kevin Durant. It was with Kyrie Irving. He's like, yo, man, hopefully, you know, we got an easy 16-win season with BK. Man, it seemed reasonable. It seemed very possible because Kyrie coming back. Oh, at least we thought he was. Kevin Durant coming back. At least we thought he was. And now we got, Ben Simmons coming back healthy, right? You got a fucking three-headed monster, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's, I feel like, in the right position. Like, Ben Simmons, you know, he just got to do what he good at. Kyrie play his game. KD play his game. He getting Joe Harris back. I'm like, ah, you might get that easy 61 season and what have you. And then, Kyrie's like, yo, man, me, KD, and Sean Marks going to make decisions. I guess someone started rubbing somebody the wrong way. Somebody wasn't okay with Kyrie just, you know, saying shit like that. But like, that shit just self-imploded. I don't know, man. I felt like it was a good potential breakup because the Nets owners are tired of this shit. Like, the Nets management is tired of all this back and forth and what have you. So I feel like it's maybe a fresh start for everybody. But the amount of Kyrie to L.A., the way the media is pushing that, and then I heard Gilbert. Like, I'm a Gilbert Arenas fan, man. Like, he's a contrarian, you know, and all that good shit. But when he said the world needs KD, Kyrie, and LeBron in the same, dick riding, bro. You is, bro. You still my guy, though, but no homo. Bro, you dick riding like that, bro. Talk to how to compare to Michael Jackson. This is not music, bro. It is music, but it's not the same music, bro. You know what I'm saying? And not everybody got to dance together, bro. You feel me? Oh, it's good for TV. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm tired of hearing that. Yo, it's good for TV. Yo, it's good for TV. And this whole old media, new media shit, I'm hearing a lot of that shit, but these players act like they ain't, they're like, oh, they be showing bias too, bro. That shit is disgusting. Like, this, follow the fucking money, man. See who's behind what. And it's clear that Draymond Green is on LeBron's paywall. He be verbally on LeBron's dick, my nigga. Shit crazy. He really be on his shit, bro. And, like, going out of his way. He's like the new J.J. Redick. Like, J.J. Redick was doing that shit in the beginning. I know they, like, collaborated on a podcast. I was not going to watch that whole shit. But I was privy to some clips of Draymond talking about how they needed KD to beat LeBron, but they didn't need KD to beat the Rockets. I was like, all right, bro, you really, like, oh. Even in the finals, like, oh, this is back to LeBron about preparing for the Celtics. Like, bro, why you on LeBron dick like that, bro? Like, I don't get it. But whatever, right? All right, cool, man. Whatever. Celtics shit. That's LeBron. That's whatever you prepping. Whatever you got to prep for, right? NBA finals, whatever. So now you're talking about, yeah, I needed KD to beat LeBron, but y'all didn't need KD to beat the Rockets. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Y'all motherfuckers barely beat the Rockets. Chris Paul was hurt. They was up 3-2. Yeah, I know Chris Paul got a history of choking. Whoop, whoop, what have you. Same thing, James Harden, all that, whatever. Y'all was going to lose that year if Chris Paul didn't get hurt, bro. Or even if the motherfucking Rockets didn't miss 27 kajillion three-pointers, bro. But he just keeps being allowed to say this shit, bro. Like, how much shit we just gonna allow him to get away with, bro? I can't believe this shit, bro. Like, Like, bro, y'all steamrolled. Like, you 2017, the Kyrie one, I understand. Like, all right, man, I needed KD to be Kyrie and LeBron. But you telling me LeBron and fucking Jordan Clarkson and Tristan Thompson, you need a KD, bro? That means you fucking suck, bro. Your team suck if y'all couldn't do that shit, bro. Nah, he was on the hell. Nah, LeBron 2018, yo. He went on a crazy, you know, sorted out Allen Iverson since 2001, bro. The fuck you trying to say, bro? Fuck is you saying, bro? And in 2019, bro, when y'all fucking lost to the fucking Raptors, bro, y'all barely beat the Rockets, bro. Yeah, y'all won in 6 games, but ain't no game had a... No game was decided by more than 6 points, bro. Game one, what's the score? 100-104. And that should have been a Rockets victory, but whatever. Game two, 109-115. Game three, 121-126. Game four, 108-112. Game five, 99-104. Game six, 118-113. And James Harden was the leading scorer for at least 3 of these games. And in this series, it took a Steph Curry 33-point second half to beat him. Yeah, KD was out this series, but it allowed the fucking Warriors to play their regular brand of basketball again. Kevin Durant himself said, yo, this was the hardest. They pretty much had us figured out. And then y'all switched y'all game plan because y'all is a fucking great-ass team. And Curry went ham. Curry fucking had 33 points in the second half. There's no fucking answer for that shit, bro. Yo, we ain't need him. I fucking needed KD to beat. I couldn't even beat the fucking Raptors, bro. The fuck? Yeah, Klay got hurt, bro. He did. Game six. Yeah, I still could have won that game. How nice is you, bro? How nice is Draymond Green that he couldn't fucking pull out a game with him and Curry? Like, really? All right, man. This old me. Like, then like, I be seeing him get that skip. That skip is. Why are you even taking skip? You just mad because people taking skip serious? But Draymond doing a whole lot of the same shit that old media doing, and he just wants to. It's just how he just happens to be a basketball player. So I guess it's okay that he does it because he's a basketball player. But he's doing the same dumbass shit. And he's talking about he didn't want to bring players. It's a lot of hypocrisy in what he's doing, but it's cool to a certain extent. But when I see certain shit, like the shit that they would have beat the Rockets without KD, get the fuck out of here, man. And then that shit with Jaylen Brown, like, yo, man, I took his heart. Like, we're just going to allow this dude to just jibber-jabber? And the answer is yes, because there's a whole bunch of people that think people don't understand basketball because we think Draymond Green is overrated. That motherfucker is overrated, blood. I don't know how. I can't even emphasize how overrated Draymond Green is, but he is. And I'll continue to say that every single time he says some dumb shit and I come across it, I'm going to address it. I'm going to leave it that simple. I'm just glad the Hawks traded away 3 first-round draft picks for DeJounte Murray. That's going to be an interesting backcourt for sure. It's going to be, like I said, man, as long as the Hawks don't get KD, man, I'm cool. I'm cool. At this point, I feel like it's just destiny that Kyrie is going to get to the Lakers for the Lolo. I mean, damn, bro. I mean, the Nets ain't going to do no business with the Knicks, but they might as well, bro. Like, what the fuck, bro? Y'all just going to give in to his demands, bro? I guess he is, man, but whatever. But, like, that whole Gilbert Arena is like, yo, the world needs to see Kyrie, KD, and LeBron. No, they don't, bro. No one really needs to see this shit. Like, stop trying to, like, yo, people, like, yo, a lot of these motherfuckers think we're really dumb, son. Like, we don't know what, bro, you know what the fuck we want to see, bro. And we keep telling, yeah, and they keep telling us, nah, I don't need to see that. So, but it is what it is, man. I feel like the game is changing for sure. The way we root for people, players, and teams and all that is changing for sure. But I don't. If gambling wasn't a thing, I don't know how interested people will get, bro. Because I don't know. It's like, I love the Knicks, bro, and I love watching certain players. But I don't know, man. It's like a funky vibe out there. I can't really figure it out. But it is what it is, man. I didn't dive too much into the Jalen Brunson situation. We got Mitchell Robinson back. I didn't dive into the Bruce Brown situation, John Wall situation. I'm gonna dive into all that, yo. But I just started talking shit this episode, to be honest with you, man. Welcome to episode, like I said earlier, 134. And have a good one, man. I'll be back soon, all right? I'm going to probably drop another podcast tomorrow. And then after that, I'll be gone. I'll be gone for the rest of the week. And I'll update y'all July 11th on the next pod. You heard? Woo-woo.